Om Shanti. I hope you enjoyed your Amrit Vela. It was new for you to get up so early, but you enjoyed the environment also, most experience of silence, and also nature at that time is so silent and beautiful. As you start enjoying these moments, you'll find that time becomes a most special time for us, where we have this personal time with the Divine, with the Supreme. This silence which we experience in the morning becomes a foundation of our day. And whatever powerful thoughts we create at that time will automatically allow us to remain in that powerful state of mind throughout the day, because it's a foundation of the day. As we move forward, I think every session you will have mention of experience of meditation. Today is yoga day, and so everywhere we are talking about yoga. Physical yoga surely, yes, to keep ourselves fit, but most important to keep ourselves emotionally fit. And because Raj Yoga is not only an activity which we do for some time, it's not only a practice, not only a drill which we do for some time, but it becomes a way of life. Raj Yogi Jeevan Banana Hai. So Jeevan means 24/7, yes? So what I'm thinking throughout the day, how I feel throughout the day, how I'm responding throughout the day is a Raj Yogi lifestyle. And yesterday we were talking about self-empowerment, we were talking about how we can begin this beautiful journey to be with myself, to take care of myself, to become aware of how I am responding to people and situations, and to be able to enhance and enrich that response so that I can create a powerful environment also around me. And so yesterday when we were talking about the self, we saw many aspects, but if we can have a little more clarity about the self, where yesterday in our inaugural session, Brijmohan Bhaiji mentioned about this, you know, and he talked about my body, my, you know, personality, my role, my achievements, my responsibilities, my ranking, yes. Everything which I mention about myself, actually I use the word my. So all that actually belongs to me. But who am I? Important to know? Is it an important question? Who am I? Important? Very important. And yet whatever we respond when we are asked about who we are is actually only my. Anything. Even if you talk about the name, it's my name. Talk about our state from which we belong to, my state, my religion, my language, my understanding, my belief system. And so this awareness at the depth of I is missing. And so the Supreme Father gives us this very clear understanding that when we call ourselves as a human being, human comes from this word humus, which means human and matter, soil, five elements of nature, which we always accept the body to be made of. In Gita also it is said, Deha jo hai, panch tattvon ka bana hua, putla hai, ye mitti se bana hai, aur mitti mein sama jayega. And all our different religions, as soon as there's death, they have different ways of returning these elements back to nature. But we return them back to nature. So who moves on? Because of, as soon as we have the information of someone leaving the body, dying, you know, and we immediately send this message, RIP. Yes? So who should rest in peace? The body you have returned back to nature. Who should rest in peace? Yes? The soul. Hum kehte hain shareer chhod diya. Kisne chhoda? Atma ne. Main kaun? Who am I? Am I this awareness of this physical, which is so natural to us, which belongs to us, and the awareness of the being, which is so unnatural? Yaad kahan hai? Subah se raat tak. Are we aware that we are this beautiful being? we close our eyes and remember ourselves, we see our physical self. Yes, we identify ourselves with the physical self. That identity has become a part of my life. And the awareness of the soul is missing. And here, what we are taught by the Supreme is not only understanding that I am a soul, but practicing this awareness of being a soul, soul consciousness, where I become a master of my life. Now, why we don't have this awareness is because we don't know who the soul is. We've heard the word soul, Shanti Atma ko mile, ye prarthana karte hain. So we've used these words soul, but we have not had the understanding, clarity of what the soul is. The Supreme Father gives us this understanding that just like a car, a vehicle and a driver, the body is like a very, very valuable vehicle gifted to us by the Divine. So we thank Him for this every day of giving us a healthy body. And because today is Yoga Day, we have this awareness that we need to keep this body also healthy, the vehicle should be maintained well. But who is the driver? The driver is I, this beautiful being of light. And where is the driver seated? Where will be the driver seated? In the vehicle, where is he seated? When you drive your vehicle, where do you seat yourself? Yeah, either left or right, but that is where you are in control. You know, you have all your means of control, the engine, the accelerator, everything. And so the soul also is seated in that position where it has access to all the important means of control. Seeing, eyes, hearing, ears, speaking, the mouth, the brain, and all this is in the face. That way also the soul is energy. Energy is very light. Matter is heavy. Energy is light. So if you have a glass of water and you put a drop of oil, where will the oil remain? Up, float, because it's light. In the same way, the soul is energy. So it resides in the highest portion of our body. And that is our forehead. That's why when we make a mistake, what happens? We say, oh, kya ho gaya? Mere se galti ho gayi. Whenever we talk about thinking also, we put our hands on our forehead. The people who see our fortune, they see our hands, but they also see the lines on our forehead. And so the soul is seated there, and from there it is controlling the entire body. Now today what happens? We maintain the body, we take care of the body. But imagine this beautiful car, new car which is equipped with all the resources, and the driver is not trained, drives rashly, and so after some time there's an accident. And so again we send the car, insurance is there, we send the car, it gets repaired, gets done well, and it comes back. The driver is the same. What happens? Again there's a chance of another accident. Again it goes on like that. And so we find that until we don't train the driver, we are not going to be free of accidents. And so today we are taking care of this body, enhancing its health, taking care of it, cleansing it. But the driver, the soul, how much time do we invest to cleanse it, to empower it, to make it beautiful, to strengthen it, to enrich it? And so this beautiful light, which has these very important faculties, it is seated in the midst of the brain, near the hypothalamus and pituitary glands, for those who would like to understand exactly. So exactly, if you see, they say if you have a pipe from here, which goes imaginary, and a pipe in the midst of the forehead up, where these two pipes would meet, that's the space where the soul is seated. If you have a pipe moving in the midst of the forehead, here and here, it is just imaginary, and in here, and where these two pipes will actually meet, that's the space where the soul is seated. So just so that I can visualize that beautiful light seated in the forehead. It's the one who manages our body. And so it manages the sense organs. Atma Malik hai. And so when we meditate every day, when we connect with the Supreme, we become the master of our own physical body and the master of the subtle soul. So I have to become a master of both. Physical body. Today I'm not completely a master there also of my senses, no? We sometimes say, bolna nahi tha, mukh se nikal gaya. Yes? So I'm not a complete master of my physical sense organs. Dekhna nahi tha, dhyan chala gaya. So I'm no longer a master. So Rajyoga meditation makes me a master there. And then the subtle sense organs, like we have physical sense organs, we have these three subtle sense organs of the soul. Man, buddhi, sanskar. Mind, intellect, and the subconscious mind, or we call it sanskars. The most beautiful word is sanskars. And what does the mind do? The mind creates thoughts. Okay? So throughout the day, there are thoughts which are created. When we have thoughts which are normal today, normal, stressful work activity thoughts, then we are in beta waves. When our thoughts slowly move towards worry, towards stress, towards negative thinking, then it's beta plus, plus, plus. And you know, if it comes to 60, speed is about 60, that's when a person loses control. And he's declared that, no, he's not in stability. And whenever I am, I'll come back to that. So whenever I am a little comfortable, peaceful, happy, relaxed, I come to the state of alpha. Brain wave, the speed of brain waves. So when it's beta waves, it's 14 to 30, as brain scientists have told us. And when we are in more stress, then our thoughts, the speed is faster. And so the brain waves are also moving faster. So beta it is, but beta plus, 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 because the speed increases. And when I calm down, just before we sleep, we all have this experience when, you know, the sleep is just coming and we are very relaxed and we can end up sleeping wherever we are, even sitting, no? When we are very sleepy. And that's the time when the brain has moved into an alpha state. Whenever we meditate, we come into an alpha state. I'm sure you must have heard of books like this, you know, Alpha State of Mind. They mention about this. And when we again are able to be more relaxed in sleep, we move to delta waves. There are some other waves in the middle. But the most comfortable, most peaceful is this delta waves, which actually the body requires to rejuvenate itself. So sleep experts, I mean, you'll have a session on this. They say about we have 20 minutes or something of these delta waves in natural sleep. It cannot be created in with sleeping medication. You cannot create delta waves. And so we find with meditation, we can allow ourselves to remain in alpha state throughout the day, even in activity. Slowly and slowly. So every time we take that 1 minute, every hour, we come to alpha state. So it helps us because alpha state allows us to absorb information very easily. The process of, you know, decision making becomes more accurate. We are more intuitive. No, yes, but that is with meditation. We had only one of our Dadiji who was in delta state, in waking state. Otherwise, it's only in sleep. But Dadi Janki was leading the organization for a long time, from 2007. She was always in abroad, taking care of our abroad centers. She was there till 104 years. She left in 2020. If you go into the net, you'll see she was in a delta state of mind constantly. Dadiji was called the Delta Woman. In 74-75, they had done some studies abroad, and there they had found out that Dadi was in delta state. And in the beginning they felt that maybe there's some problem in the machinery, and so they put some other people back again and checked, and then they got Daddy and they made Daddy do different activities. But in every activity, Daddy was in delta state of mind, and she was called the most stable mind in the world. And so we find that we have these different type of thoughts. We can relate to these thoughts. Some of them are negative. Some of our thoughts are waste. Some of our thoughts are ordinary, routine. And some of them are positive. Now, when we are talking about positive thinking, we are talking about unconditional positive thinking. That is, the situation is stressful, I'm still able to think positive and say everything will be fine. This person is unreasonable, unpleasant, but I still am able to see his goodness, his virtues, and have good wishes for him. That is called unconditional positive thinking. So I need to check throughout the day how many unconditional positive thoughts am I able to create. How much I have empowered the mind so that it can create those unconditional positive thoughts. That is, in a negative situation, to be able to think positive. If I think positive in a comfortable situation, it's still ordinary thinking. It's normal. Yes. Someone helping me, I think good about that person, good. That's normal. Now what happens when I create positive thoughts? I'm able to energize my mind. I am able to add strength, add energy, add capability to my mind. The capacity increases, my spiritual immune system increases. What happens when I create negative and wasteful thoughts? I deplete my energy. My spiritual immune system depletes. Ordinary, still it's waste because there's no add energy, there's no depletion of energy, but the opportunity to increase the energy is lost. Wasteful thoughts is worry. Worry. We'll see. It's worry. Worrying about the past, about the future. Let's have an example. Okay? Now you had to come for this program. So some of you were nominated, some of you were invited. Okay? Before you actually came here, what could be a negative thought? नहीं जाना है मुझे नहीं कोई फायदा होने वाला है मुझसे नहीं होगा ये सब मुझे बहुत काम है यू हैव लुक इट्स द ट्रूथ इज देयर दैट यू हैव अ लॉट ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज एंड लॉट ऑफ वर्क एंड सो मुझे नहीं जाना है मुझसे मुझे कोई फायदा नहीं होने वाला है यस व्हाट कुड बी अ वेस्ट थॉट मस्ट हैव कम यस पता नहीं कर पाएंगे मेडिटेशन करेंगे कर पाएंगे डिफिकल्ट है बहुत हो सकेगा नहीं हो सकेगा मुझे तो मेडिटेशन में हमेशा नींद आती है कॉन्सेंट्रेशन डिफिकल्ट है क्या ये यूजफुल होगा आगे पता नहीं इंटरेस्टिंग होगा नहीं होगा पता नहीं यू नो सो दैट्स वेस्ट थॉट्स यस ऑर्डिनरी थॉट वुड बी वेल व्हाट इज माय फ्लाइट टाइमिंग वेयर शुड आई रीच और मे बी माय ट्रेन टाइमिंग आई शुड बी देयर एट दिस टाइम Who will receive me? I've sent this communication. Okay, I've received the number. Okay, they will receive me. Maybe there will be a bus available. This is just ordinary thinking. You know, the routine, logistics. Now, throughout the day, how much percentage is positive thinking, unconditional positive thinking? How much is negative, waste, and ordinary? That's what I have to check. If I check, honestly, what happens? More percentage is which direction? Waste. And after some time, these waste thoughts become negative also. Ho nahi ho sakta hai, kar nahi payenge. You know, this person is like this. You know, the judgments which we give, negative which aata hai. So changing those thoughts. That's what Rajyoga meditation will do. It will help us to recycle our negative and wasteful thoughts and ordinary thoughts into positive thoughts. So some of our speakers yesterday were talking about this regular spiritual study which we have every. Day, 1 hour. It's happening now also in the campus. So it's 1 hour of these powerful, positive, pure thoughts directly from the divine. And those powerful thoughts give us the store, you know, give us the strength to throughout the day change our negative and waste thoughts into positive. Now, after thinking, what happens? We have this intellect, no? So what does the intellect do? It visualizes, it tries to reason out, it processes, it discriminates and then takes a decision. Yes? And this happens quite quickly, many times. Now, the intellect needs to intervene before the action. Yes? But today what happens? It intervenes most of the time after we have done something. That's when we realize, oh, I should have not said that. Yes? Soch samajhkar karm karna hai. Sochna man, samajhna buddhi, karna through our sanskars. But aaj kya kehta hai? We think, we do. We think, we do. It becomes automatic. Something unpleasant comes to us, we get worried, stressed. Someone says something which is unpleasant, unreasonable, irrational. We get irritated, we react. Yes? So it becomes so automatic that we really don't understand. We don't have the, you know, power or time to intervene. Yes? And so Rajyoga meditation empowers the intellect. It gives spiritual wisdom to the intellect. The intellect is already filled with lot of wisdom for your work, your performance of work. And that's why every time, every opportunity you have, every project you have, you excel. You add value to yourself and you are, you know, slowly moving up higher in your career because you're doing so well. So you have a lot of wisdom for your work. You have a lot of wisdom to take care of your family and other responsibilities. But wisdom to take care of our own inner self. Wisdom to be able to take care of our thoughts, words, our actions. To accumulate spiritual wealth of blessings. To empower our spiritual human's immune system. That wisdom is less. And so every day, we enhance our intellect with spiritual wisdom. The Supreme empowers it with spiritual wisdom and cleanses it, makes it divine. So the more cleansing is of the intellect, what happens is, it gives me the right decision. It intervenes. So I could have a negative thought, but if the intellect is divine and it has the power to intervene before I perform karma, what happens? I'm able to take the right decision. I'm able to restrict myself and take the right decision and then perform the karma which gives me a better result. Yes? And so this becomes the boss of our inner self. Man, buddhi, sanskar. The most powerful one is the intellect because that is the key. If it intervenes and it has the purity of spiritual wisdom, it's able to change your responses to people and situations. Now every karma which I'm performing is creating my personality traits, my sanskars. And some of these sanskars are from past journey of life. Some of these sanskars are from the family I take sustenance from, I connect with my family, my parents and everyone around me. Some of these sanskars are from my friends. Yes? A man is known by the company he keeps, they say. Yes? And so my friends give me these sanskars. Jaise sanga vaisa rang. And some of these sanskars are given by society and what I imbibe within myself. Yes? I learn a lot of things. I imbibe a lot of sanskars within myself. All the professional capabilities, all the professional sanskars, you imbibe, you work on yourself. But the fifth one is the most important one, which is common for all of us. And that's our innate sanskars, our original sanskars, the sanskars which the divine has filled within us, the sanskars which we have inherited from our spiritual parent. And this is what I truly am. So the other four are different. And most of us are lucky to have positives in all the other four. But some way or the other we have acquired some or the other little weaknesses. acquired a little bit of ego, acquired a little bit of fear and anxiety, acquired a little bit of attachment, yes, acquired a little bit of greed somewhere. And so we have, in our journey of life, acquired these weaknesses. And because whatever I've acquired, if I've been using them every day, what has happened? They've become very powerful and they've overpowered my original sanskars. So everyone is a peaceful soul. That is why whenever we allow ourselves to say Om Shanti, we become aware of this inner peace. But what happens in a situation which is not very difficult to handle, which is unpredictable, in a situation where people are not listening to me and I'm required to fulfill some responsibility, accountability is there, and so what happens in that moment? Anger takes over. Yes? Ego, anger takes over. So we find that what Rajyoga meditation does is allows us to remind ourselves every day of our original nature. So when I'm aware of my other sanskars, I remind myself, I tell myself I should not get angry, I should not be upset, I should not react, I should not be aggressive. Yes, we tell that to ourselves many times. But what Rajyoga does it is, what the Supreme Father reminds us is, I am a peaceful soul. Now which thought is more powerful? Which thought is more powerful? I should not get angry, I should not be aggressive, I should not be having ego, I should not be upset. I am a peaceful soul. Which one is more powerful? Which one does the soul like, wants to absorb? It's the last one. Because I feel so powerful within. I feel so comfortable within. I feel so happy within. Because it helps me to reconnect to my true nature. And it gives me this deep sense of self-esteem. I am a peaceful soul. Peace means the experience of calmness. The strength of calmness. Slowly, slowly, as you practice meditation every day, you will experience that deep peace. And so we find that this original nature, I have to remind myself every day. It seems simple. बस ऐसे अपने आप को याद कराने से हो जाएगा, but it is very powerful. I am a peaceful soul. I am a pure soul. Reminding myself every day. And then, when I connect to the second level of meditation, is connection with the Supreme, then I reconnect to the source of peace. So I am a peaceful soul, but still throughout the day there are situations which make me feel a little helpless, make me feel a little difficult. I'm not able to maintain that calmness within. I feel disturbed. I feel restless. Yes? And so, in this moment of meditation, when I connect to the Supreme, the ocean of peace, I allow His energy to empower me. I pull His energy to myself. And His energy of peace fills me with that calmness to take care of that situation. So it's like when we are connected to the generator, what happens whenever we put on any appliance, put on the fan, the switch is on, the light is on, everything is moving. Why? Because the connection is there with the source, with the generator. So in the same way, Rajyoga meditation, the second step is connection with the Supreme. We learn this method. The lesson will come where you will learn the method also. Now what happens when I'm aware of my own self, these virtues and qualities? It is healing. When I'm soul conscious, when I'm aware of my true nature, my virtues, my qualities, it heals me. Because all the major systems of the body are empowered, are nourished by these virtues. So peace nourishes my respiratory system. That's why many times we say, Shanti ka shwas lo. Someone is in a hurry, we ask them to relax it. Ek minute, baith jao, Shanti ka shwas lo. Because peace is that energy which nourishes our respiratory system. And if you see in COVID, lot of anxiety, lot of fear. And that is why the respiratory system was getting affected. Love nourishes our cardiac vascular system, our heart. That's why we say na dil ka sneha chahiye. We should have love from our heart for everyone. So when we have good wishes for everyone in our heart, that big heart to forgive. Forgive everyone, especially our family members. Forgive our life partner, forgive our child, yes. Unconditional acceptance for them. Big heart. And that's the time when God's love, in meditation we can feel God's love in our heart, so we are able to forgive everyone. And that heals our heart, that nourishes our heart. Purity, it nourishes our circulatory system, cleansing system, our blood and our skin. Happiness, it nourishes our digestive system. That's why our dadis and our elders used to tell us, khushi se khao, to pach jayega. Yes? And doctors also, they talk about all our gastro challenges are because of stress, because of unhappiness, discontentment. And so we have power, which nourishes our skeletal system. Wisdom, knowledge, which the Divine is giving us, is nourishing our neuro system. And this experience of bliss, which nourishes our endocrine system, so that we have the right hormone secretion. And so we find that now we have understood that we are a soul. But who is the source? Who is the supreme? And that's more important. And so it's so important for us to understand who the Divine is, who the Supreme is, our spiritual parent, our most beloved parent, yes, who loves us unconditionally. Yes. And so in any moment of crisis, when we are not able to see a solution easily available to us, what happens? We immediately remember the Divine in our own ways, in our own unique ways. But our mind, our heart seeks support from the Divine. We say, oh God, hey Ishwar. Yes? And each one of us has beautiful experiences. Yes? Of the support which we have received from the Divine. Yes? Each one of us has. Yes? If we remind ourselves of those experiences, they charge us. Yes? Each one of us has. Yes? And so we find each one of us, because we belong to different faiths and philosophies and religions, we remember the Divine in different ways. We call Him different names. But still, it's a spiritual parent, because at a physical level, the body is belonging to different religions, states and countries and colors. But we saw the soul is, you know, the energy, which is the driving force. And so every physical body is being guided by the soul. So at a spiritual level we are, the world becomes a family. At a spiritual level we are brother souls. Isliye kehte hain, har ek bhai bhai hai. World brotherhood. But what is the basis of that? The awareness of the soul. So when I see myself as a soul, when I become aware of this individual who's in front of me, the background is different, the color is different, maybe states is different, position is different, achievements different, yet he is also a beautiful soul, my brother soul. And so what happens, every interaction with every individual, what will be my feelings and the energy exchange? What will be my feelings towards them? My brother soul, good wishes. And what will be the energy exchange? Mutual love and respect. Yes? Every interaction will be filled of love and respect. And so we find when each one of us is remembering the Divine in different ways, we connect with Him. Now when we talk about the Supreme, He is unique to us. So we find He is called the Supreme Soul. Now what are those specialities and virtues of the Supreme Soul, because He of which He is called supreme to all of our souls? We are all souls, but He is supreme. Manushya atmai anek. Human beings are many. Human souls are many. Dev atmai anek. Divine souls are many. Yes, 33 crores deities. Yes, mentioned in our scriptures. Each one of us, we find we have different deities, you know, our kul devtas are different, and different ways of worshipping these different deities, unique and very beautiful ways. And so deity souls are many. Devatmai anek. Punya atmai anek. Elevated souls, many. Dharmatmai anek. You know, those religious souls, charitable souls, religious souls who have been instrument to establish religions. Wo bhi anek. Dharmatmai bhi anek. Paramatma, anek ya ek? Ek. Because the word param, paramvir chakra aap dete hain. So param word means highest. Highest. So that can be only one. So what are those qualities and specialities, uniqueness of the Supreme Soul, because of which he is called the Supreme? Paramatma kis visheshtaon ki wajah se param hai? First of all, he is the highest. Wo sarva unch hai. Unche te uncha. His name is highest, his role is highest, act is highest, and his abode is the highest. Hindi mein kehte hain uncha uska naam, uncha uska kaam, uncha uska dham. That is why he is called the highest, supreme. Second is, he is the knower of all. Sab kuch janne wala. That is why whenever we are confused, we say, Bhagwan jane, mujhe nahi pata. Mujhe nahi pata, Bhagwan jane. Yes. Why should he know? Why should he know everything? Because he is said to be the creator. So the creator has full knowledge of its creation. Yes. Some of you have created a lot of new activities in your security role, whatever you are playing, in whichever you are performing. You have created different processes, different roles as leaders, a project or a team which you have created. So who has 100% knowledge about that team? You, because you are the creator. So any decision of changing something there will be taken by, you know, taking guidance from you, by involving you. So the Supreme is the creator. As parents, you are the creator of your children. So in school, who was called? Neighbor, uncle, auntie? You. Or the guardian. If parents are not there, then the guardian. So in the same way, the Supreme is a creator. So he has full knowledge of the creation which he is giving us. Third, sarvopari hai. Beyond all. He is beyond a lot of bondages. He is beyond all influences and limitations. Sarvashrot hai. Source of all. So any virtue, any quality, we reach out to him. At a physical level, we reach out when we feel physically somewhere there is something which we need to empower our physical fitness. We consult a dietitian, we consult a trainer, yes, and take guidance from them so that we can build our physical immune system, our fitness. But when we need courage, we need that inner resilience. We need strength. Whom do we connect with? We seek support from the Divine. Yes? And so He is the one who is the source of all those virtues and qualities. But the last and the most important one, Sarvamanya hai. He is loved by all of us, remembered by all of us. And so in all religions, there is something very common in the understanding of the Supreme. And that's what we will see. The first, as we saw, he is the one who is the highest of all, and so his name is the highest. When we talk about the Supreme, we mention that he is the ocean of love, ocean of purity. Yes, so he's always compared with the ocean. Why? Because the ocean is unlimited, unending, always available. So how much ever love I need to empower myself, enrich myself, he's always available because the ocean of love. A human being, a soul, still has limitations. The battery, we find, can support another battery, you know. We can also support someone through our mobile. Someone needs to work on their PC, they don't have the net or Wi-Fi. We say, okay, we offer you a hotspot. We can support you. But to recharge, the battery to recharge the mobile? Not possible. They need to connect with the source. So we can support each other for some time, for peace, for happiness, for strength, for courage, for love. But constant empowerment is only by the Supreme. So He's called the ocean of all virtues and qualities. He is the one who is having the most important role in our life. What is God's role in our life? Uska kaam to uncha hai. Kaun sa karya hai? Personally, what do you think is His role in your life? Guide. He's our loving guide. What else? In your personal life, what is His role? Yes? Source of energy, source of strength. Yes, personally. He's a source of inspiration. Yes, Prerna Shrut. Gives us balance. Yes, what else?
Keeps us on the right track.
Gives us wisdom constantly. Yes, intuitively also we get guided by Him. Yes, we know that this is right and this is not right. Yes, He guides us. Source of empowerment, strength. Source of love. Yes, always giving us love. Always accepting us as we are. We make mistakes, and so surely our seniors, you know, hold us responsible. Accountability is there. We get negative feedback from there. We get negative feedback from others also, indirectly. Family also, yes, some complaints are there. But the Supreme, when we go up to Him and say, oh, this is a mistake, what does He do? Yes, He opens His arms and accepts us as we are. And then gives us the understanding of how we can change. How we can change ourselves so that we don't repeat that mistake the second time. Yes? Gives us the wisdom and strength. And so He loves us. So His role is so important. He is the purifier. Purifies the soul. Gives wisdom to the soul. The third, the most important, is that He is the one who abides the highest. And so, scientifically there are three worlds. Spiritually, the Supreme guides us for these three worlds, but there is a scientific understanding to it. There's a, you know, science, and we have our spark wing, and they've guided us that scientifically they talk about these three worlds. The physical world where we live, the corporeal world, where everything moves below the speed of light. So, scientifically it's called an underluminous world. There is a world where everything moves at par with the speed of light. So it's called the luminous world. Sorry. And there's another world where everything moves beyond the speed of light. Superluminous world. The soul is a superluminous being. It's beyond the speed of light. Yes? So it's beyond movement. Yes? It's beyond space. Beyond sound. Yes? You're sitting here, you can go in your childhood in a second. You can remember, have a vivid memory of your childhood. Yes? Where you had shared a moment of love with your parents, friends. Yes? The physical body, can it go back? Its soul is a superluminous being. It goes back. It has no limitations. Yes? And so the physical body is from this physical world which the Supreme guides us. Sthul duniya hai. Sharir ki duniya hai, tathon ki duniya hai. He guides us of this luminous world which is called the subtle world, angelic world. And the most important is a superluminous world, that is the world of silence, world of the Supreme Father. Suparam dham, shanti dham, brahma mahatattva. In meditation we travel to this world of silence through our mind. Like you're seated here. Yesterday I was asking you to go back to your family. Yes, so you travelled, but through your mind and intellect. In the same way we are seated here, but in meditation we travel to the world of silence through our mind and intellect. And we experience this connection with the Divine. And then we saw that He is the one who is the knower of all. He knows everything. So He gives us the knowledge of the soul and all the other spiritual laws which are guiding the soul. still gives us knowledge of the soul, of the Supreme, His own introduction. He gives us the knowledge of the method to connect with Him. He gives us the knowledge of the cycle of time, the present moment. He gives us the knowledge of the tree of life, how the different religions are there and how all of them belong to the Father. The seed is one. And then He gives us a knowledge of the law of karma. So He gives us spiritual wisdom. That's why He's said to be the one who is Sarvajna, gives us wisdom. He's beyond all, Sarvopari. So we find that the Supreme is the only soul who is beyond the cycle of birth and death. That is why in Gita it is said, Main ajanma hu, akarta hu, abhokta hu. Ajanma, I don't take birth in a limited cycle of birth and death. Okay, for some time let's accept that he takes birth. Okay, so then he has to take birth through a parent. Yes, and he is the Supreme Parent. So who will play the role of his parent? Now when he needs to take birth in a physical way, in a physical form, a journey of his life, then he has to learn. Because as a child, we have to learn wisdom. We have to learn. The one who is the ocean of wisdom, ocean of wisdom, ocean of knowledge, who will teach him? So the role he plays is so special that he doesn't come in the bondage of birth and death. And that's why he says, in Gita it is said, ajanma hai. Manushya ke saman sharir ke dwara janma nahi leta. Janam aur maran mein nahi aate. And because physically you are not born, so janam nahi liya. And that is why he doesn't perform karma like a human being of performing karma and then experiencing its fruit. We perform karma. If we perform karma which is pure, what is the fruit we experience? Immediately also, when we perform pure karma, good karma, we help someone, we support someone, we give courage to someone, we inspire someone. What is the experience of fruit? Happiness, blessings, yes? So karma and fruit. The Supreme, and then if the karma is negative, we get angry, we get upset, yes? We react with someone, what do we feel internally? Yes? We get stressed, we become a little heavy, yes, we don't like ourselves, you know. So that's the fruit which we experience. The Supreme is beyond this because He is the one who gives us happiness. He is the bestower of happiness. So He is beyond this. Now if we see at a technical level, at a spiritual level, the Supreme is the only soul which is beyond this cycle. Because like the law of entropy in physics says, that once a soul enters, once we enter a system, and this system where we start using our capacities, suppose we use our physical capacities, when we enter a system, when we start using a capacity, what happens? The capacity starts decreasing. And once it comes to a point where it's very low, that's when the system gives us a message, like our mobile gives us a message. Charge it, connect it to a, you know, charger. So the system also gives us a message. And what do we need to do then? You know, recharge the system. So whenever there is negentropy, you know, the law of entropy says that whenever there is this discharge, we need to have a negentropy, we need to recharge. Now when the soul gets discharged, who will recharge the soul? Who will bring back the soul to its highest level of energy and strength? All the batteries are discharged. So there needs to be someone to play the role of the source. And the Supreme plays that role. And that's why He doesn't enter the cycle. And so He is the one who is called the beyond all and source of all virtues and qualities. But the most beautiful thing, He is the one who is accepted by all. All our religious leaders, all our religious fathers have guided us to Him very lovingly. So when we take different religions, Christ talked about the divine God as love. God is truth, God is love. God is kindly light. That's why in the church they have this beautiful candle, you know, light. And that's why He said, I am the Son of God. Yes? And so God has sent me as a messenger. Love the Supreme. Remember the Divine. And whenever there was a healing experience, he used to touch, and there were healing experiences. He said, I touch and pray. God heals. And so it is so very clearly, you know, shared by Christ about his remembrance of the Supreme and guiding us to remember the Divine, to the Supreme Father. Guru Nanak Ji very lovingly told us, Ekomkar, Nirakar, Nirvair, Sat Sri Akal, guiding us towards the Sat Guru. And that's why after 10 Gurus, what was said to be the Guru now? Guru Granth Sahib. The wisdom which the Supreme is giving directly, you need to connect with that. You need to connect with the wisdom, imbibe it. Sat Sri Akal, the one who's the truth, the one who's the highest, who's Akal, who's uninfluenced by death. Eternal Supreme. Sat Guru Nirakar. When he talks about the word Nirakar, we felt that maybe the word Nirakar means jiska akar nahi hai. But actually the word Nirakar is in comparison to Sakar. So Sakar is physical form, Nirakar is the spiritual form. So each one of us is physical, Sakar form, and as a soul we are Nirakar. And he is the one who is the supreme soul, the Nirakar. So he also guided us that we should connect with the supreme parent. Yes. 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 Yes.
He is in everyone.
Yes.
He has got numerous eyes. These are his eyes. All parts are hard. But when he is Nirakar, he does not have any eyes.
Absolutely. So he talked about himself being Sakar and remembering the Nirakar. And he said very beautifully in Guru Bani, ki manushya se devta ki karat na lagi var. That is, the Supreme transforms us from an ordinary human being to the highest, that is the divine human being. And then we have our Muslim brothers and sisters remembering the Supreme as Allah, Noor-e-Ilahi. Noor, which means light. Again, there it's the incorporeal form. And then we have our Jews, the Jewish religion, where Moses talks about the eternal light, Jehovah. The eternal bush, you know, the burning bush, where is again the source of energy. Jehovah, the eternal light. And then we have all our religious leaders. We find Gautam Buddha, Mahavir, always in a meditative posture. Meditating with whom? With the Supreme. Connecting us with Him. Yes? We have our Parsi brothers and sisters, remembering again the light, fire temple, fire, again light. And then we have, you know, the Sri Sai Baba also talking about the Supreme. So we have all our religious leaders very lovingly reminding us. There is one religion which has a lot of physical forms. Yes, lot of deities, you know, and that's a Hindu religion. So we have so many, 33 crores of deity forms. Yes, but there also we have one incorporeal form. And that is the incorporeal form of the Shivling. And that is why we find that we have these 12 Jyotirlingams, where every name of the temple is talking about a different role of the Divine. Like in Mumbai we have Babul Nath, and Babul is a thorny bush, you know, very useful as a toothbrush also, herbs are there, but it's a thorny bush. So the one who transforms thorns to flowers. So when we are full of ego and anger, we become a thorn, no? Because we give unhappiness to the other person. Yes? And he transforms our nature from ego to self-esteem, from anger to power of peace, power of silence, power of determination. So he transforms us from thorns into flowers. So different way, you know, names of these temples: Somnath, Gyan ka somras dinane wala, Rameshwaram, the one who, you know, is the supreme of the deities also, the one who gives us the knowledge of the eternal self, Amar Banane Wala Amarnath. Babulnath which was talking. Now at a form level, we are similar to the parent. Physical form, my physical parent will be a human being. Can it be an elephant or a horse? No. Why? Because physical form of the child and the parent has to be same. Yes? In the same way, I am a beautiful being of light, the soul. My spiritual parent is also a beautiful being of light, but supreme in all qualities. Nowadays, child and parent, they twin in dresses, no? And here, at a spiritual level, we are like the supreme in form. And he wants us to become like him in virtues also. Yes? And that's why in science they say when two energies meet, flow of energy is from higher to lower. Till when? And that's what we want to aim in meditation in Raj Yoga. He wants us to become like him. Actually, he sees us like him. And it's only the Supreme who can see us like him. No other human being will say, you are like me in all powers and virtues. The Supreme says, I am the ocean of love. You are like me, the master ocean of love. I am the ocean of peace. You are like me, a master ocean of peace. So he gives us his wisdom to make us like him. And that's the beauty of our relationship with the Divine. He makes us like him. He wants us to become like him. Just like a parent, as a parent, you want your son or daughter to not only become like you, but excel. No? Become even better than you. Yes? In the same way, the Supreme, he wants us to become like him in all virtues and qualities and better than him. And so because he is the incorporeal one, here we talk about the Supreme and he shares his name as Shiv Baba. We can call him in any name because he's a parent. But still we find he talks about himself, the technical name would be Shiv Baba because Shiv word in Sanskrit. Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. So the word Shiv in Sanskrit means point. The other meaning of Shiv in Sanskrit is seed. And the third meaning is benefactor, Kalyankari. So these three aspects give us the true introduction of the Supreme. He is a point of divine light like the soul. And he is the seed, he is the parent, source of all virtues and qualities, eternal source. And third, he is the benefactor of all. Kalyankari, loves all, constantly is empowering, enriching, and you know, empowering each one to become like him. And so we find that this beautiful connection which we have with the Supreme, where he allows us to become like him, he empowers us with all his energies only by connection. That is why we have this understanding in science. So as soon as we connect, we experience his energy. Let's have a few moments of experience. Yes? For a few moments, we allow ourselves again to be seated erect. Our hands are on our lap. Our feet are grounded. Our eyes are open. You can just rest your eyes on any aspect in front of you. Maybe the wall, maybe this image, whichever you feel comfortable. But just rest your vision in front of you. And as you feel comfortable, allow your mind to gently disconnect from the outside. Become aware of yourself, seated here, through your mind's eye, you see your physical identity. Which you appreciate and acknowledge. You thank the Divine for this healthy physical body, which is like a beautiful vehicle. And now become aware of yourself as the driver, seated in the middle of the forehead. Through your mind's eye, see this beautiful being of light, seated in the midst of the forehead, the center. through your mind's eye, see the light of peace flowing from this beautiful light through your entire body. The light of peace flowing from your face to your neck, your shoulders, your body, your feet, allowing the body to be relaxed and stable. Coming back to the awareness of this beautiful light, you allow yourself to disconnect from this physical world, taking a beautiful journey. I allow myself to fly beyond this physical world, beyond the globe, to the world of silence. Through my mind's eye, I see this beautiful divine star flying to this beautiful world of silence. A large expanse of soft golden red light, Shanti Dham, Param Dham, my sweet silence home. And as I enter this world of light, I reconnect to my spiritual parent, the eternal light. Through my mind's eye, I see the Supreme Father, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace. I allow this experience of pure unconditional love to fill my mind and heart with a lot of happiness, a deep sense of comfort, deep sense of strength. I feel so secure within. God loves me as I am. He accepts me as I am. Shiv Baba, my supreme parent, the ocean of strength, filling me with his energy, empowering me, strengthening me, nurturing me. God's energy of love, happiness, strength, filling me with a lot of courage to change myself, to transform myself, feeling loved, feeling blessed, feeling empowered. I return back to my present. I return back to the awareness of this room. I open my eyes. Om Shanti.